you're going to have a cross. This world is a broken down place. There's going to be suffering and heartache and sorrow. And so the question is, what suffering and heartache and sorrow do you want? Do you want that which God is going to give you and place into your life for his purposes? Or will you go and choose your own cross? Because there is no third option. There's not, well, I don't want any crosses. I don't want any suffering. No, it's going to happen to you either way. So wouldn't you rather prefer the cross that God has planned for you? And so we look at our lives, and we should not run away from our vocation. And the classic example is the husband who runs out on his wife and family with another woman, or vice versa. Just ask anybody who's started an adulterous relationship how that ends up. There's going to be a lot of cross in that, but it's going to be a cross that you chose by running out on the responsibilities and duties that God gave you, and that just simply cannot be blessed. And, you know, that's an extreme example. Every day we're presented with choices to turn away from what God has given us because we're trying to avoid the suffering that we see in this path. But we have to remember that even our crosses in Christ are going to be blessings for us.